another meeting, but he was able to get back on the horn with us. Scott, are you able to join us?
I'm here, or Commissioner, Mr. Chairman, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Scott, go ahead, and we're going to start with you on number 12, the okay. Spring Creek course update.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Apologize for pulling the Houdini on you this morning, about midway through the meeting this morning. Started not to feel very well and just thought maybe it'd be best if I headed out. And hello from the friendly confines of my hotel room here in Sioux Falls. Wanted to give you a quick update on where we're at with the Spring Creek golf course. I provided the commissioners a briefing document that we'd put together that kind of went over the history of how this thing was put together and where we're at. So I don't want to go back over all of the history, but I do want to cover a couple of things and then give you an update on some recent conversations that we've had. The one thing that I would tell you is that we have thrown out some ideas. We have talked to some folks, both the public and homeowners associations and others. And I want to reiterate that we do not have a final plan to move forward with acquisition of the golf course and what that might look like going forward. That is the process that we're in right now. I also want to reiterate that we do not take possession of the golf course from the Parks and Wildlife Foundation until October of 2024, and that any construction, above ground construction that would happen potentially on the golf course, whether that be any sort of structure, I guess, cannot take place until 2035. And that includes also a provision that it doesn't allow camping until 2035. So those are kind of the dates that we're up against. But with that in mind, like I said, we have had some different conversations. We continued those conversations yesterday. Secretary Roebling and I and Al Nedved and John Kotilnik sat down with several representatives of the impacted HOAs and those folks that live close to the golf course. And I think we had a good conversation. We covered some history. We challenged each other on what was said or what wasn't said, back at the time that this thing was put together. But I think Secretary Roebling did a great job of kind of laying it out and saying, okay, we don't want to discount those conversations that have or ignore those conversations that have happened in the past, because they certainly help form our perspective of what things should be going forward or how things should be handled going forward. But let's focus on the windshield and not be looking through the rearview mirror. And I think that was the commitment that we came out of that meeting with yesterday. Now, as far as what came out of that meeting, I think abundantly clear that the homeowners associations, at least the representatives that were there, and I don't doubt that they represent each and every member of those homeowners association, was adamant that overnight camping should not be included in any of our plans. And I think I heard Kevin say multiple times yesterday, loud and clear, got that. That is definitely a message we received. And, so once we got to that point, now it's up to us to kind of figure out, okay, if that is the path forward, then what does it look like for the department? What does it look like for the Parks and Wildlife Foundation? And we committed to, reviewing those options, identifying what are the details of those options? How do we work those relationships? What are our next best ways forward here if with the sentiment of the homeowners association again loud and clear. I think what we did is we basically identified a couple of paths forward here. The homeowners association representatives that were at the meetings yesterday, they were very open to the idea that Spring Creek golf course, if it was converted to a natural area with day use activities and walking trails, that was certainly something that they could support. I don't know that I would say that that was unanimous, but it was a vast majority. I think there's probably some golfers like myself that would hold out for the golf option, but you know, that was definitely a proposal or an idea that made sense. So that's on our list of things to consider. We've also talked about continuing to manage this facility as a golf course. And in fact, we have an RFP ready to go that would identify a management company for the next 5 to 10 years that we would hope we could find a successful company to come in and manage that facility as a golf course. Now that needs to happen fairly quickly, because as we come to the end of the term here on the transfer of the land, we do not want the golf course to suffer. We do not want, we want them to know, if we proceed with this idea, that there is an option, that there should be continued investment, that things should be left in a good place, that routine maintenance should continue to happen, and that, you know, whoever that management company is, would receive a product that they could work with and not have a whole lot of investment and continue to manage it as a golf course. You know, I think one of the other things that we talked about is, you know, if for some reason the department owning this land and managing as a golf course short term doesn't work, what can we work with the foundation to identify, what process could we move through to see if there's a way that we convert the interest in the Spring Creek Golf Course to another project for GFP to exist, that is still within the local area, possibly, or maybe out, you know, however many miles that might be moving out. But I think the intent is that we look to see if there are opportunities elsewhere, and if we can, like I said, transfer that interest from the Spring Creek Golf Course to another entity. So continued conversations, I felt real positive, and as I have with other meetings that I've had with the Homeowners Association and others, I know that we've had some difficult conversations, but to a person, they, you know, we walk out of those rooms, we shake hands, and we appreciate the perspective, and there certainly isn't any ill will. It is, it's just us all trying to figure out a path forward that it's going to work for everyone. So that's what we committed to, was to work on that over the next couple of months. And we are going to meet, I think we gave a date no later than the first week in December to identify some of those other opportunities and be able to get back with the Homeowners Association and give them an update on where we're at. And I think it was Kevin's intent that we would have a decision point at that time. Now, obviously, Commissioner Ristler was great enough to sit in on the meeting yesterday, and she certainly got some perspective, and I would encourage her to chime in whenever that's the right time. But you know, we're gonna make sure that we keep the commission abreast of those conversations, internal conversations, and what those options look like, and how we move forward. So it won't be done in a vacuum. It isn't just a